Good to go. All right, good morning, everyone. It is 7:34, February 6th, and we're going to get the meeting underway.
Roll call.
Quick roll call, yeah.
Okay, Jeff Miller.
Here.
Nicholas Bondog-Winn, excused. Brandon Fallman, not present. John Hannum.
Here.
Dwayne Hilty, not present. Mark May.
Here.
Tim Clark.
Here.
Mike Pennington, excused.
There we go. Anyone?
I'm here too.
Yeah.
Oh, I got you, guys, thank you. Thank you, you're first.
Yeah. Let's, approval of any additions or to the agenda or additions, Kathy, you have something?
Yes, I want to make a motion, I think that needs to be in the form of an motion.
I think so.
Yeah, to amend the agenda to take a stand on the new West Salem Bridge. And I understand that we're limited to things like that affect urban renewal area, and I think this sure does, particularly the industry on the back as well as the retail on the front. And I think that's a way to reduce the traffic problem and to encourage people to come to West Salem. So.
So, I'm sorry. I was just going to clarify for the, we are requesting amendment to the agenda to include action items.
Yes.
To discuss it and take position.
Second.
Yeah. So Mark second, Jeff third. All third of that second all day. So do we discuss it or can we just?
Yeah, so seconded, you discuss it and then, yeah, you vote.
Just to add it to the action.
Yeah, just to add it to the agenda, yeah.
So the discussion is in wanting to send a letter.
If we choose to do it that way, I think that would be a good way and send it to city council.
Prior to?
To right away, it's going to have to be quick.
It's February 11th.
February 11th.
So it has to be addressed and delivered before February 11th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because if we don't put it in, we're going to be out of the running before city council meets.
Are we fully discussing this now?
No, so this, right now, you're just taking on position on the agenda.
Yeah.
So if you want to vote to say, yeah, include it on the agenda.
So let's take a vote, we're voting to see you.
I'm just going to add something too, since we're amending the agenda, I want to recognize Lab Certificate of Service Appreciation for Service. So if you could just include that on there somewhere.
That was going to be a public comment act for sure.
Yeah, so we put that at the end, I just want to take a second to recognize.
Okay, so we're going to do that next. So let's take a quick vote to add the action item. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Perfect, passes. Any other changes or additions real quick? I think we're all on the same page. Wow. You mind jumping up real quick?
Mark, you're getting a twist your neck so far there, Nick. First off, it's been fun to have this board. And this board does some amazing stuff for West Salem, so keep doing what you're doing. Keep open minds, we should be the public, notify what's going on. And through Rich, send my letter, I will get from the speakers and what I'm doing. I'm not going to be there, I'm going to be in Hawaii on vacation with my family, so I pray for you guys to fill the hole.
Sorry.
How many times have you been on board?
So you've got 3-year terms and you've been on multiple times. Do you have like an idea of how many years you've contributed?
Is this a lifetime achievement award?
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This board does a lot. I mean, we need this board to keep both hands moving. We got to keep on the line because we represent the community. And that's the whole key to it is put yourself out there, but me and friend, you always do it right. Yeah. So I have board meetings Wednesday morning and I'm a commissioner. So I just want to stop in and say hi and tell everybody thanks for serving and keep it up. Hopefully we'll have all of you there Monday night representing us for that bridge. If we get this bridge to vote, which I'm very skeptical, to the workshop on Wednesday night, it's going to really hard to get all the paperwork and stuff to still make this happen. But literally, if we vote Monday, we won't have a chance. But there is hope. Talk to everybody. There's a slim chance we can still get through.
Yeah.
Focus on green drive, please. Green drive.
Yeah.
So, Don?
Yeah, thanks.
I'd just like to say also, how much I appreciate you, not just from sitting on this board, but being really so active in the community. I know you're super involved with that West End High School. When you were with Schwab and everything, and then continuing that on as full county commissioner. I know personally, me, I've always really appreciated how much effort you put in, and it should be recognized, so thank you very much.
I said that.
I'm a little nervous, I'm not going anywhere.
There's a change, he's still here.
There's a change.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've amended the agenda, but we haven't approved the agenda, so now we need to approve it as amended.
Thanks, Lyle.
Thank you, Lyle. So,
I move that we approve the agenda as amended. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? There we go.
You can stick them.
All right, so any other public comment? Jenny, you want to say anything, not yet?
We just have to approve the minutes, too, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, we'll get to the minutes.
Approve the minutes, yeah. December 5th.
I move that we approve the minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Perfect.
Thank you.
Now, public comment, excuse me, I'm jumping all over. Why, I don't know, this is bothering. Kyle, did you have anything on that? About the chamber, anything? Okay.
Nothing really, I just think that we should really definitely consider the Third Bridge, and moving that forward. It's just a huge issue, and I even attended a meeting outside NOLA, and they're just misinformed, and I just think that not having enough information makes them want to shut it down. So if anyone can spread the word and just kind of inform people on what the process is and what the city council is actually moving forward on February 11th, as much as we can voice that would be amazing.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people don't truly know what is even going on. They have their own predictions and assumptions, and there's a lot of factors.
Piece of misunderstanding.
Just kind of what's happened in the past, like 20, 30, 40 years ago, and where we are currently. I think the current information needs to be out there versus what's happened back in the day.
Yeah.
Sometime. So that's what I'm doing, please.
It's a shame, Jim, go ahead, please.
Dwayne Hilton, right? 7:42.
Sorry, I'll just remain late.
Would it be the same norm welcome that we're in the same?
I promised myself I'd be quiet for the last 5 minutes. So there's two issues that I think became more confusing after the workshop. One was, where to place the bridge? And right now, we only have one option, it's inside the environmental study area. It doesn't have to take up the whole area, it won't take up the whole area. But it has to happen somewhere, and that's what we've been studying for 10 years. That's what they're expecting us to finish. It's coincidence. Look, we've been looking at a bridge across the Wild River for 50 years. Looking at it a lot, multiple times. One coincidence is, each time over the last 50 years, the landing spot on the east side of the river is around Pine Street. There must be a reason for that. There must be. Last thing, funding. I am a simple person, so I've been able to break it down. You can't even go look for, it's like an Easter egg hunt. You can't go look for any eggs until you ring the bell. In our case, ringing the bell is a regular decision. You can't go look for funding until you get the regular decision. You can't get the regular decision until we finish our process. You can't put one in front of the other. So statements that there is no funding are technically correct, because there is no funding, because you can't collect the funding until after you get the permission slip. But to say that there won't be funding is ridiculous. As we pointed out on the last Wednesday, both the federal government and the state government are still in the business lending money for bridges. So to say there's no funding is absolutely incorrect. To say there's no funding today is absolutely incorrect.
The process that leads to funding has been suspended?
They have installed because the city has not responded to them yet.
Right.
See, that's the big thing, is the response to the building. We have to move forward and get that recognition.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, it's not the funding, it's not the final decision of the project, what it's going to look like. You have to go through the steps, and people don't understand. We're going through the steps, and Loop is one of them, and it's not determining every little detail of what the bridge is going to look like. It's not determining the funding and how it's being processed. Those things come after. So once we can get over that hurdle, then we can have more discussion about the different ways we can fund it. And I think the people are jumping way ahead and making a decision now, or trying to make a decision which they can't on items that hasn't really been totally discussed. And that's the problem. They just need to know it's just the process. Unless we keep the process going, we won't lose the chance. No matter where the bridge is going to go, how it's going to look like, and how it's going to come. So that's the biggest, I think that's the biggest misconception that's going on now. Is they don't understand the steps. And this next step doesn't determine everything. It just gets us in the same direction we've been going for 13 years plus. So that's my input to Jim's statements.
I would, discussion a few minutes ago about sending a message to the city council. I would agree with Ron. I think that needs to be done right. That needs to be to the city before February 10th. It needs to be a request added to the agenda. The second thing is, and it depends on how you individually feel, but this is the last chance you get to talk to the council about after next Sunday's conversation. There'll be a vote, and we'll even move on and vote. So if you were ever going to talk about it, there'll be a dealing with it some time. But not in the good news, because you get to talk early, because it's a public hearing, so you can give your spiel, and you don't want to sit there and look at all of it. Watch on TV with whatever Rick you want to ask.
Can I ask an information question?
I mean, it's public comment, I'm sure.
Jim, what's happened to us losing the money if we don't vote for paying the government back? It's not a million.
Yeah. Both ODOT and the Federal Highway Administration have made it crystal clear they're not going to put this area in that situation, period. The way to accomplish that is to come to a decision. Move forward on the preferred alternative, or move forward on the no-build scenario. One of two will happen, and it only takes one of them to alleviate the need to pay back the government.
So
there will be a record decision.
So to be clear, you're saying there's one of two options, and only one of those gets the city out of hand.
Both options deal.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah. Record decision takes the vote.
Yeah.
Clarification on the comment that he made. Request to have the city council agenda. Is it the letter or is someone to speak?
Both.
Okay.
One there.
So just to be clear, when we get to the action item, we will send like whatever your statement, your position is. That will be something we'll submit to the meeting. So if you want to show up and reiterate, so that's something to be clear too. As a Westland resident, when you show up, you can say whatever you want. But if you, it looks better. If you're going to be part of the board, maybe part of your action, you know, if you're not going to be there as a vice chair, or Nick as chair, you just need to. If you're saying I'm speaking for the board, that it was agreed to by the body, and you're basically reiterating the same statement you take a position on today. No. Just to be clear.
Very information question.
Yeah.
So, at Sumo has somebody that will represent the board.
Yeah, so that's where you guys can talk about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
When we get there, you guys can talk about it.
And then you mentioned the letter. Is it something that one of us can write, or is it something that you were going to write?
And so what we'll do is we'll include a formal recommendation from WestRoute. So it's something we could pull together. We could circulate it to you, Nick, to the group, just to see it. But it'll just encapsulate what position you took. So that would be similar to what we did to, you know, they were doing a public hearing for the clinic. We did the same thing. You showed up, you spoke representing the body, and then spoke a little bit more as a resident. So you could do that type of approach. So if you wanted to add your own personal record, so we'll have just, again, a statement summarizing your, it'll be verbatim, whatever your the minutes take down is your position. We'll include that as a written submittal to the meeting. If you want to include your own written as a resident, that's separate.
Okay. So since we're talking about it, there's two people that just joined also. We're in public comment, and anything can be discussed. If it's something you want to add at this point, feel free. And if not, that's great. We'll just move forward.
Did you want to say anything to the board leader? Pardon? Did you want to say anything to the board?
Did you hear
it? Yeah, we're at public speaking or public comment time.
I'm not quite awake. So just regarding the meeting, the city council meeting.
It's whatever you want to bring up to the board at this time. We're going to have a discussion about that in our agenda.
Well, my main reason for being for this meeting, of course, is at the city council. I hope to be there. Is that I just, having grown up in West Salem all my life, having watched everything happen, we need that bridge. That's all I want to say. We need that bridge.
Frankly, we need two bridges, but let's
think of something. One at a time.
All right, well, let's just start having a conversation with the board.
So action items? Are you ready for action items?
So, do we even say anything about closing public comment?
No.
No?
Just move on.
Moving on to action items.
You can go whatever way you want with this, so that you can start with yours. You just amend the agenda and include it. Since you're already on the topic of the bridge, just go ahead and keep going, you know, with Kathy's.
I think we just keep going with the bridge thing, and then we'll go back to the
other one, that's fine.
Since we're talking about it.
I am asking for a motion, including a letter immediately, and I'm also asking for people that can appear that evening. I think we need one person. Jeff will represent the board there. We'll make it good. And I want to encourage every single person here that feels that way to show up that evening personally. And we have a heavy load to carry. And the more people that we have, the better, frankly, on Monday night. So I will be there, and I'm sure there are others. And we need to encourage that. It's a really important decision. And as Tori said, we are most often asked to make decisions only on the urban renewal area and things that affect the urban renewal area. Well, I believe this deeply affects the urban renewal area, and obviously the industrial use on our side is going to shrink if we don't, because of access to I-5, basically. And I think all of our urban renewal depends on that. It will reduce the jam on Wallace Road, and we need that. And as was said earlier, today's motion is only to approve proceeding West Salem Bridge. It isn't a time to start arguments about where it's going to be or how much it's going to cost or various things like that.
And move forward, so city will complete the request from LUMA.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
So just to clarify, so the motion is that, so there's a motion to recommend the city council.
Actually, Urban Renewal Agency.
Okay, it's Urban Renewal Agency is making a recommend that, okay, I'm not right. That's true. So you're.
How about move to give a letter of support to the Urban Renewal Agency in support of the Third Bridge and request people up here to support it at council?
Well, I think rather than the request, it's put in there, your point, that even though it's outside of the urban renewal area, it does directly impact the urban renewal area, whether you're talking traffic, access to businesses, things like that. So that's a good tie-in to this urban renewal discussion as an advisory board and to the agency, that it is connected even though it's outside of the boundary.
So how about move to give a letter of support to the Urban Renewal Agency in support of the Third Bridge as it impacts the West Salem area? West Salem Urban Renewal Area, okay.
And I know the county specifically mentioned the industrial portion, but I would also argue just the redevelopment of anything within the urban renewal will likely never happen without traffic congestion being removed.
Well, okay. We've got a motion, we need a second before we can go into discussion.
Well, I would include that then, so since we're...
We're working on wording.
Working on the wording of the motion. Just in the, rather than having it so vague that it's just tied to the renewal area, that it, you know, the traffic, the redevelopment potential, things like that. Just add some weight.
Heavily impacts the urban renewal area in West Salem.
What was it? What?
We have a chance to approve all this, right?
Oh.
Will this email go out to the whole board that we can all chime in? Or
oh, no, this is...
Well, no. We're working on the motion, so we get the motion done, and then we can work on the...
The letter.
Yeah.
The letters later.
So on the motion that the Urban Renewal Board supporting the Third Bridge and requesting City Council to approve a record of decision for moving forward with the Third Bridge, and for the city to complete the requested information for LUBA. It's kind of the formal part of it. It's, yeah, we support the Third Bridge, but we're also saying we want the record decision to be for the Third Bridge and that they will complete the requested information to finalize
moves.
Should we pull back the motion first a moment?
Yeah, we'll reiterate it just to make sure everyone's...
And then talk a little bit.
Yeah.
So we'll second the motion.
Okay,
let's clarify.
Okay, let's have a simple motion.
Okay, motion.
Then whatever you want to put in the letter is quite different from the motion.
Perfect.
So we just need something simple to say, yes, we're going to send a letter to the Urban Renewal Agency.
Okay.
And the way it goes in it, you guys can discuss later.
Okay.
So,
I'll amend my motion that to just make it simple, the Urban Renewal Business Advisory Board recommends proceeding with the Third Bridge and there's LUBA
what's
and going ahead.
Actually, that's enough.
Okay.
Is that not correct?
That is enough.
Because you can put the LUBA thing in the letter.
And it gets pretty specific in the LUBA.
Proceed with the Third Bridge process.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Jeff Miller, second.
Okay, so now we need discussion.
I love discussion. Let's talk about it.
Just all the time. So I have a few questions. I mean, and again, maybe this goes to your point as far as like, what exactly are we... What is our joint stance on this? And so, again, if it's as simple as moving ahead with the bridge, I don't want to assume there's all agreement, but I think there's strong agreement. So that's just my question as we're kind of clarifying this motion, I guess.
What's the advisory board's established mission? As you go right back to like the establishing documents.
So it's pretty much to help, because you're an advisory position to the agency, which is council. So it's really to see through the goals, objectives of the urban renewal plan. So that's why that I keep bringing up like direct ties. So this is outside, the third bridge is outside the urban renewal area, but to your point, there is direct effect to redevelopment, you know, industrial, you know, there's not necessarily the evidence, but there's a sentiment within the community that that is critical. So that's kind of the tie. So it's really the see through, the urban renewal plan, goals and objectives. You know, so on a local level, you guys are closest to that conversation. You make advisory position recommendations to the agency, to the council.
Just to be clarified, it does affect the urban renewal area, because in one of the phases, it goes through the green drive, which goes right down through this area for connectivity for transportation issues that we've always had. Especially when someone's trying to come in into the area, they always have to do a transportation analysis. And then the third bridge would be beneficial to help in that process for that issue. So it does affect us on one of the phases. The first phase is out of it, but the fourth phase, I think the last phase, does come through the urban renewal area.
Yeah, and I'm just to clarify, I'm just saying we have it as an urban renewal, looking at it from an urban renewal perspective, done a study to see direct impacts. You know, obviously, if it does really have an impact to Wallace to divert traffic, you know, there's clearly positive gain there. But I'm not debating it. I'm just saying, as an urban development department and the advisory board level at the urban renewal level, we haven't studied it. So that's
all right.
And I think that's my question. Exactly what we're doing. I'm going to say where I'm at. I have questions about the plan and the impact that it has. There's some things that I have concerns over. But that's, to me, a different topic than approving the need for a bridge. I just want to be really clear on that. So what I'm hearing this say is we're simply approving that next
we're just
step.
Approving the forward with the hospital and the third bridge. Right. Instead of the word, house funded,
right.
House built.
Or it's not yet, or
right.
Well, the placement's already set at this point, but it can't change without getting rid of this whole project. So where the location's going to be is that's the location of all the studies. So the placement's there, the design is just speculative in a sense for the basics, and funding for it is still being talked about. But it's an after effect from after this February 11th record of decision by City Council. So that's the only thing. If it does move to another place, then it's a whole new game. It starts all over again. But where it's lined up with the Pine Street and coming across north of Wallace Marine Park, not in the park, but to the north of it, that is where this is located. So that's the market factor.
So real quickly, Mark, you were looking up responsibilities. Is there something that we can tie back that you found that we can be specific to our mission?
Yeah, I mean, we are directed to advise the Urban Renewal Agency on issues affecting transportation in the urban renewal area of West Salem. I mean, it's not the whole bridge, clearly, but a significant portion of this transportation project directly affects this area. So it's our direct duty to comment on such matters.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that's exactly what we should be tapping into, as you're pointing it. And then I think also the redevelopment of this area, whatever that language is specifically.
Directly affect. I mean, this issue would clearly directly affect the redevelopment of this area. It'll affect it, without doubt. Right. I want to be clear, I really want to ask a question that this will help process. Is it more useful that we support continuing the process or express that we support the bridge?
Yeah.
I mean, because I feel as though,
you know, the results of the work session, the Federal Highway Administration has made it clear that we have gotten to the point of we're real close to the final environmental impact statement and record of decision. That entire process needs to move forward, and we need to move forward after that and build.
So maybe, Mark, to your point, is it's to support this process ultimately for the third bridge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Other questions? Oh, I'm sorry, I'm back at the school board.
Councilor Lewis, am I right in assuming, or are we right in assuming, again, the process, there's a lot of decisions that need to be made down the road as far as how this affects and what going to, but again, we can't even have those kind of conversations until this next step. That's how I understand it.
With one comment, the environmental impact study area is defined. You can't go outside there.
Okay.
We have to stay inside it, we have to get the job done inside that area.
Do you know where that area is, James? I think that your question is where.
It's a wide area that I'll say centers on what we're talking about, the bridge from Polk Avenue to Plain Street. That's inside that area, and pretty much in the middle. But could we move to the outside area of the study area? That's possible. So is the exact location of the bridge defined? No. The area is defined. The next conversation after we get to record decision will be, okay, exactly where in the study area should we put it?
If we were to pull up a map, could you identify, is it like a quarter mile?
It had an overlay in the environmental impact study area. But those maps are there.
They are available. I would also like just to make a quick comment to what Dwayne is saying. There are things that I don't always personally agree with when I'm sitting on a board, and the reality is what I personally agree with, as opposed to what the board's mission is and where we are going and what our goals are as a board, take precedence over my personal opinions. So I understand everyone has a personal opinion or a personal stake in the bridge, not a bridge. There's a lot of interesting dynamics there. But I think putting the hat on West Salem Redevelopment Advisory Board to the point of traffic congestion and the ability to redevelop the area is really our mission. So just wanted to make sure that was on record.
So you've got a motion, a second, a discussion. So before you vote, do you want to clarify and make sure that we're good to go?
Okay, what I have is move to send a letter of support from West Salem Redevelopment Advisory Board to the Urban Renewal Agency in support of the process to build the third bridge.
Completing the process.
I'm sorry?
Completing forward down the process.
Yes.
Support of...
To then complete
the third bridge. Moving forward with the process, with the goal to move forward the bridge.
Which is completed.
And to back up what Jeff said, and I'm a little late in doing that, but when I appear, I intend to ask the board to ask the city council to please consider their constituency over their own personal feelings.
I did that last city council, and I kind of went over like a Barton church for some reason. I don't know why, but it sure did. And then I'm thinking, what the heck, how can... Yes.
Well, maybe I don't come off gas in the city council.
Yeah.
Okay, so motion, second, discussion, so if you want to call a vote.
Well, real quickly, defining the letter, it has to be in by the 10th. I know we're just looking further than I have a calendar here, because I think that we need to be pretty quick about it. The 10th is a Sunday. I prefer it to be done literally no later than Friday at noon, where it's completed and we're sending it off. That means not a draft. It means that it's done and it's in by noon on Friday. And I'm prepared to write it. I'm prepared to do whatever I need to do.
So I can start it. So this gets weird because if we get on an email chain, we're technically in a quorum. So it's all subject to public meeting.
Yeah.
For the most part, when I've taken things as a recommendation from the advisory board, it's the direct statement. to draft a letter individually. I guess I could start it, I could send it to you individually, then you all send me back. And then I can send the final one out to see what people say. So I can start that probably today.
Just don't talk to each other about it.
Yeah, you can't like, hey, do you agree with this language? Is that you don't want your devices to have a post request where you're pulling your emails and stuff like that. So just keep it focused.
Comments directly to you, individually.
Individual comments to me. Okay. Yeah.
And will you send it out in a Word format so we can?
Yeah, I'll send it out in Word. So I'll start that. I'll get it out today. Okay. I'll start with this language, just kind of summarizing what you're talking about, reiterating position, you know, what your role is on Earthling with their removal board, and then add things from there.
Okay. So you'll send out individual emails, a little bit of reply.
Yeah, individual.
And then call a question. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Call a question.
Yeah. So. Any other comments? Everyone good? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Unanimous? Awesome. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Lord. It's me speaking, it's an action that we can take that we need to, that the board can get behind. And we badly need it. Topics that we can stand on and get moving on this board. So, please.
So, speaking of hot topics that this board needs to get behind, changing the location, if we go back up to action item A, 5A, there's been discussion of moving this meeting location to downtown. The urban renewal.
Have you seen it happen on the bridge?
That's a real
hot topic.
It's a good transition.
super strong transition, I know. Makes a lot of sense.
So I can speak to this. Just from an administrative perspective, it would be just more efficient. Things are getting a little bit complicated holding here. I understand if it's easier, we can maintain it here for you, but we're limited in chairs, so if we ever have a turnout, so I come here Tuesday night and I bring as many chairs over here and set up the rooms, and then we come in the morning to make sure everything's still the same. So now the library's wanting us to basically put everything back. It'd just be easier. We have ADA accommodations, more chairs, bigger TV. I understand it's an inconvenience if you live and work and you prefer to be here, then that's fine. I just thought here just as a more of a personal, like a help the staff be more efficient at doing.
Can we get coffee back? Yes, we do.
We have coffee there, so we can get that ready.
It's our kids, 350 right downtown.
Yeah, it's right downtown. We share a parking structure. It's our office. So parking on the street is pretty good, 7:30 in the morning, and we have a parking structure right above us. So. Now, John, you're coming right down the I-5.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me. I'm coming. Either way, I'm coming a long way.
So, but I understand, we've had this, as soon as the Urban Development Department offices were ADA accessible for the bathroom and things, we had that as an option, and you guys still, years ago, still requested to keep it here for convenience, I think, probably for community meal to show up and things like that. So I understand that perspective, if that's what you want to do, just from our perspective, administratively, to help.
I think administratively it makes sense. I guess the only comment I have is John downtown versus West Salem, because I think this is the community expansion. Yeah, sure. That's the one thing.
Yeah.
Comments?
Yeah. Who's going to who?
What?
Who's going to who? You guys are coming to see what a Salem thing is.
Yes.
We're here in West Salem.
The West Salem Urban Renewal Board is an advisory board to the city of Salem and on city business. Logistically, the Urban Development Office is better for meetings. Geographically, it's better to have it in your backyard. But because it's an entity of the city, it's entirely that. I get the sense that we don't want to start separating ourselves. We are one city. And we should be running our business the most logically way we can, even though that means disruption for some folks that have to cross the bridge in the early morning traffic. What better way to keep track of? But I, as a city councilor, I'd rather have this board have the best information, most accurate information, the highest level of technology, and that is not in this building. It all works, but it is not in the world.
I move relocate. 350 Commercial Street.
I second.
I'd like to discuss it real quick, just one more thing since we're in that portion. Is there any kind of cost benefit one way or another? In other words, does it cost something to be here as opposed to being downtown?
It costs us time. I mean, it's just more time. We're already set up there. We don't have to do anything, computer already set up.
Right.
Chairs already set up.
So there's a cost to the city of renewal specifically for your time to be here a couple hours.
Sure.
Every time. I mean, to me, that's problematic. That we're spending money. We should not be spending money if we don't have to.
I'll just make one comment. Since we bought it and we're, this is in our backyard. What is the thought process of if someone wants to address us, and is it easier for them to come here to address us or do they have to go across? For us, we see the logic of it to the public. Probably wherever it is they'll come. However, I'm just thinking, and it's not a big issue, but maybe it might be for one person saying, I don't want to cross the bridge, and that deterred me from presenting my thoughts to this board at the time, so.
I'd say there's a long history of being here. We try to make the best effort to communicate location change, so if, you know, since the motion's on and you would support it, we would spend probably the next few meetings saying location change, just to be clear. And luckily it's not that, you know, it's right directly downtown, so it's not too much further, but I understand the feeling.
It's the mentality of crossing the bridge.
Sure.
And
the irony is awesome.
I'm not saying we don't have, I mean, we do have public comments at times, but not all.
Yeah.
I think being presented in the issue, I think we are, and if we find that the relocation disrupts public comment, I suppose this decision could be reversed.
Yeah, you can always, so to be clear too, when you guys do at July, the first meeting in July, or in August, depending on, you know, schedules, but the first meeting of the fiscal year, you guys elect a chair, vice chair, you can revisit the location. That can come up at any time. So, it's not working, you can.
Okay. Isn't there also an opportunity for public to write in? They don't necessarily have to come.
Sure.
Can't they just email?
Yeah.
I know it's great to have public, but I think we'll give more than a chance, not just to sit in the chair, they can write letters or emails and, I hear you though.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually what we have is either a plan that's been in the process for quite some time, we come to the board, you know, for grants or whatever, or we have last minute deals where we need to join together and make a statement or be heard for a last minute deal. So either it's well planned or it's last minute. We hardly ever have someone coming in just because, except for you.
That should be like you, right? All right, let's move to vote. All in favor?
Aye.
All any opposed? Motion passed.
All right, thank you.
Moving on. Look at you guys saving a little time. Good. So moving on, topic 6A, Los Angeles Grant Program Report by Tori.
So it's a Tim brought up getting a sense of what's been spent so far with the redevelopment grant. And I sent that out by email just to give you a sense. This is an updated table of that, so it has the totals. So there have been, I think, 9 grants so far, where the total project costs have been roughly $20 million. Grant eligible costs, what that means is when someone applies to a grant, we have to go through, especially with redevelopment, there's a lot of site work. So there's, you know, with the grant projects we're dealing with lately, demolition, fill, site preparation. If it's an environmental cleanup issue, we do have funds to help for that, but we typically don't help with the fill, the tear down, you know. We do the new investment. Essentially, the way to think about it makes it easy for me. Anything that will be increasing the assessed tax value, so new structures, new equipment, that kind of thing. So we help fund that piece. So that's where you see, you know, on the private end, there, that $20 million invested, the grant eligible piece of that project is roughly about $8.7 million. So we've issued $1.2 million in grants so far, and that's resulted in appraised values of basically around $25 million worth of increase assessed value. So that gives you a sense of, you know, where we are today with the grants.
Turn real quickly, when you say appraised value, is that actually the assessed value or is that a projected?
So it will be this, the assessed value. So what will happen is the assessed value grows at a slower rate than the fair market value. And if you ever look at the, you know, want a sleeping aid or if you enjoy that kind of thing, you go to the, you know, Polk County Commissioner's site and you can see, you bring up an address and you can see assessed value and it has a line and it shows real market value. And that usually fluctuates a little bit more than the assessed value. So that will grow slower. I understand this to be, and we'll have to check with the county records, that's our understanding of where the assessed value is right now. We'll have to go through and actually verify the actuals. So it could be a little bit less, but you know, it could be closer to that private investment of $20 million. But that's where we've understood it to be today without actually going through the actuals. So another, ideally, I'd go back to add another column to show like Polk County verified assessed value or something like that. You could see the difference there. So it's not a direct assess, it's just kind of an understanding of where the assessed value is.
So that 20, around 25,
yeah, so it's 24.9.
So tax-wise, you get back to the
other. Yeah, that's a good question. I have to look at that multiplier. Sorry, I can back to you on that.
what we put out, tax value, what we get
back. Sure, yeah. It's a good question.
I think we need to be very careful and not use appraised value because what the county often does is take a percentage each year. And an appraisal, being an appraiser, is a specific thing. And I think we shouldn't say appraised value. We should say R&B.
Okay. That's good. Change that. Sure. To be in line with what you brought up, it'll be slower though. So what I'm trying to get a sense of private investment, kind of where it's at. But to your point, you know, ideally it would be verify assessed value where it's at in Polk County. So then we can show what that is, and I can have the, you know, the tax, the multiplier, so you can see a direct result impact of the grant investment to the urban area. Yeah.
But I think that you're also projecting, because this, like as an example, the property on Main Street likely has not been fully assessed yet because of the way they do their assessment years.
Yeah, I think it's in January. So they had to have been complete this last January. Yeah.
So the full assessment won't even take
place. Right, it's later, January. For sure, yeah.
So I think, to your point, I think this document is really, I agree with what you're saying, I think it really should be assessed value when it's a hard number and it's done.
Yeah.
But I think for your purposes, you're trying to say this is what you think. I mean, the county basically says, how much it costs you to build it, and that's your assessed value. And
it's really two parts. It's like going what's pending and what's left, what's sold. And so it's a two-part deal. You know, you say these are still in the works, projected amount. We know how much the grant amount has been issued, that deal.
Yeah.
And it doesn't move until it's completed down to here. And then the end result is really where we're looking at how the value of this is happening.
Yeah.
So maybe a two-part view.
Yeah, so I think along those lines, what I'll do is I'll change appraise on how that is assessed. So what that'll do is that won't be, some of those that have been verified will be populated. But so what I'll be showing is the project cost, so the total private investment to grants, you'll see that ratio. And then we could get the verified assessed and we could work on the ROI as far as I'm
going.
No, I understand where you're going, but yeah. So I can fix that. Bring it, you know, however often you want to see it. with the bigger grants, they're a little bit slower. We've been doing like 3 per year, and they are in the higher amounts now. We were around, I think I have the average grant, if I don't, it's like 140,000 for the average grant right now. It was around 80, so we've seen an uptick. Projects are getting bigger too. I think that's what word's gotten out there. We've seen some bigger projects.
I've got a question. 440 deal.
Yeah. That's the auto one?
Oh, is that the auto place?
Yeah, okay. Building they built.
It's been a while since it's been done.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. And I see that the $13.95 was that, and that was Dollar Tree, right?
No, what? Do they have Dollar Tree over there? No, it's the Little Caesars? The building that was...
Oh, the corner of the Little Caesars?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, Dollar Tree had one part of that, so I'm not part of that.
These are all the big since the program changed, because these used to be all the facades. So now it's like, you know, you could get $300,000, so that's what we're doing.
So that's when it was changed in 2016.
Yeah.
Okay.
So just real quickly, right before you move on to B, action item, you were going to get back kind of the ROI on these investments. You were, because there's a formula that you didn't have in mind, is that right?
Oh, well, I just didn't know the multiplier. It said to get, so the city gets, I forget what it is, their tax off of the, you know, total. And then the urban rural area gets their increment amount. So I can work with Renee to get that multiplier. So when we get the final assessed values, we get times it by that urban rural tax that is for the area. And you can see what increment has been a result of that investment. Yeah. That would be ideal. Yeah, we all see that.
But you'll send that out.
So that's going to take some time. It will suck up you right away. I can bring it to another meeting. I'll have to go through and see what actual assessed values have been registered. One of the future meeting.
Yeah, okay. Perfect. Moving on to fiscal year 1920.
It's a little small, so you can see it. So your packet is pretty much the same as last year. So we go through each line item. As far as the budget conversation goes, this is the, if you want to see changes to this, now's the time, because in the next one, Renee will come and we'll have it, a more detailed sheet that talks to the projects that we plan to do and or add finances toward in the next fiscal year. So just starting off with the first one, so the last fiscal year, the group made the recommendation to set aside $1.5 million for Second Street Marine Drive. So as a total right now, that's something we haven't verified with Public Works. We're estimating 10% of the total project cost, so $3 million of the $30 million roughly, to go towards design. Right now, the advisory board and set aside the 1.5, so we're now looking for the additional 1.5, so we could be in a position to pursue a design. So that's what that line item is. So just to clarify, last year you took an action to set aside that 1.5. This is following through with the additional 1.5. So that's what that line item is. Any questions on that one? So the second one is just reallocating. So we're trying to keep roughly close to $1 million, $900,000 in the grant program. The $900,000 just is the understanding that we typically at this point have been issuing 3 grants per year. That's not to say there'll be that maximum $300,000, but it's just being in a position if they do come in and request that we have the money in place to do it. So that's for that $900,000. So we do still have some carryover. So we have roughly about $700,000. That's where this $200,000 will keep us at that $900,000 to be in a position for those 3 projects. And then last year as well, the group made a recommendation to start setting aside an opportunity fund. So if there's an opportunity property that comes up for redevelopment, so you have $100,000 already set aside, is adding to that $100,000. So that's how I broke it down, basically matching what we did last year, essentially. If you were to compare this year to last year, we're requesting less to capitalize the grant program. It's really the difference between the two. And then the next page just kind of shows how the increment is changing over time. So we're seeing, and Renee can speak to this, you know, we have more information about the budget in March. But it shows the uptick over the last few years in increment, you know, with investments that are happening. Services since 2010, essentially. And a lot of recovery post recession. So you can see the uptick of increment. And then with more specifics, we'll have the project detail sheet and more finance discussion in March. But this just gives you an opportunity, like if you want to move funds around, you can talk about it right now, and we can add those to the list and then have more of a discussion in March. It's just we need to get to a point in March where that's really the final, because then all those documents get rolled into the citywide budget, and that starts in May, I think. So that conversation goes May, that has to be approved before June 30 to keep everything funded.
So what happens if we have additional people that come to the table asking for dollars?
For grant?
Yeah, the program.
So if it goes beyond like $900, is that right? So we, usually those conversations happen pretty far in advance. Like if all of a sudden we issue two and we're down one, let's say we're, you know, in August or something like that, so we still have like almost a whole fiscal year left, then we would, you know, in one of our meetings would say, do you want to move money from remaining fund balance or whatever to this? Yeah, you can move it from the opportunity fund as far as like redevelopment funds, sort of pots that you can move from. So we would have it as a discussion. So as far as process, with this being said, it will be approved as a city budget. So you guys have to make a recommendation to move money from one place to another. We have to go to the agency to get approval, basically. So it'd be, you know, a public process in that sense. It's not unusual. We've done it. We did it when we had only a certain amount of funds, and we had the Chicha, when they hit the cleanup. We had to do some changes to account for environmental cleanup to the program. So we, you know, went through you guys, made a recommendation, did the agency. So it's not an unusual process. We can do it. But we would typically know in advance, you know, if we dropped two really quick, we'd be having a conversation pretty fast.
And the last question that I have is acquisitions. I always get a little funny when we talk about the city buying
stuff. Yeah, and that's, no, it's not in the domain or anything like that. It's more, and so I guess I could choose better wording. It's just to help understand what you can do. It's more, you know, fair market. And what it is, too, is when we've done this, like Broadway Commons, we're in the business of redevelopment in that sense. It's everything's public. Usually we get in and we, you know, it's an under, there'll be a little study to say what's the best arrangement for these. In most cases, similar to Glen Creek and Wallace, you'll have multiple lots and you might consolidate those into like one or two bigger lots so you can make your development work. So there's usually the, you know, demolition, the lot configuration, and then, you know, and lots, you know, we'll hire contractors to do that, so there's public with that. And then I would say, then there's usually a public process to say, you know, let's see some proposals. How would you develop this corner or whatever? Like, and then, you know, you pick the one that that's maybe looks the best and the best value to the community or whatever. It's public input. And then, you know, we don't keep it. Usually we go through a process to, you know, get it ready for development, and the developer acquires it, they build it to based on those specifications or something like that. It's not, so it's not like we're taking it over and we're building silly city projects. We're just helping get the ball rolling in redevelopment, because a lot of times in challenging sites, there's the complexity of lot configuration, there's the complexity of environmental cleanup. You know, it's, yeah, we had tons of that becomes a lot of environmental cleanup. So it's one of those, like if the private businesses don't really see the cost benefit, we can come in and kind of move it a little bit to get it rolling, and then we turn it over. So it's not in the sense of, we're coming in to acquire it as like a government organization. It's just really to help make it more enticing for private to come in.
Is that concept of that idea of helping out with that type of particular arrangement, would that be something to look forward to the traffic industrial area? To get it up and going into the direction that we were looking at?
Sure.
Just to go in and this was environmental cleanup, it's putting things together to make something work for someone who wants to take that area. Cool. So that might be a bigger project. It's a bigger piece of land.
Sure.
Where if that money is available for folks with a bigger project, that would be beneficial, right?
Yeah. Well, that's so really...
acquisition land, I guess the word is hoping to benefit the best interest in the land.
I could think of another way to frame it. We're really trying to hit it that redevelopment incentive two ways. So the grant's really helpful, we don't have to get as involved. We have money, and then the private really, they offset some of their risk because it's a pretty high grant. We've heard a lot about that being a valuable piece to making a project possible. If it's too great, if things aren't moving, and this addresses like the scope of the group. The overall intent of the plan is to eliminate blight. So if there's an area that isn't moving, then there could be that real conversation, like, how do we get this moving? What lots are they? And then you could have that conversation. Yeah. So it really works in concert with private, not excluding them. It's just another approach of being incentivizing redevelopment.
Yeah, yeah.
That's another way.
Any other comments?
Just going back to the crossing. And for them to start the engineering on it, until we establish that ring drive is going into effect.
So that would be the north. We already have that as part of ours. Right. We have every intent of 2nd Street and Marine Drive. It's one project.
That's all the way to 2nd Street, right?
Yes. Yes. So what we have is the recommendation you work from. So you had you have the one where you have 2nd Street to Marine Drive, Glen Creek, and the right turn. So we have both those things. We're budgeting as if we're building both. That could be a conversation.
I have another little chart, except that we might have questions as far as the process. You probably remember I brought this up as far as the timeline.
Did he kick on the right side of
the office? No, he kicked on.
So,
I'm going freezing in here.
I know, I did. So under the orange, we're in that funding preliminary design 3-year piece. So on the lower part of the timeline, that's the design and engineering. That's kind of the details that have to be in place in concert with the things up above. So that's basically the political process that has to go through to get to a point of being able to build. So we are still in this transportation system plan on a policy side. So we're getting in a place where we can do design, but the transportation system plan, that's a pretty political, that's very public. It's similar to amending the city's comprehensive plan. They don't take it, they don't just go in there and amend it with one project. Our 2nd Street Marine Drive is one project of many that they have to consider public works to amend the transportation system. So, sorry.
Did we settle on over or under?
Yeah, so that was last year. You guys made a recommendation to go under and have connect Marine Drive with the right turn. So that was pretty much this time last year.
Majority.
The outcome. So that's timing-wise where we are. So we still have another year to make sure that financing is in place for engineering. Engineering too, we'll want to work with them to make sure that we start the design process, we don't get so far that while we're waiting for the politics to get through and the funding, those don't get old. So we'll take it as far as we can with engineering, that it's not something that will change, and we can keep that investment moving. Because we'll have, you know, we'll have 10 years to get everything in place, so we'll have more to talk about there, but.
10 years, that's driving me crazy.
Yeah, it could happen sooner, but that's just, you know, making sure all the money and everything's in place. That's kind of a conservative. Could happen sooner than that, but that's just a sense of the likelihood of it.
I do have a budgetary question, really quick. This is really new guy. So it shows here we have a 1.8 million allocated, but we have 2.8 in funds for the year.
Right.
So what do we typically do? Do we simply
have a
buffer in there? Do we say, hey, we want to put an extra 100,000 into the opportunity?
Yeah, that's where you can move it around.
Just want to make sure that.
And that's something, if you want to do it, we'll have really that in-depth conversation in March.
Okay.
That's when you want to have that settled.
Okay.
Because after that, then it'll be that formal process, like, you know, we have to move money, go to the agency and approve it.
Okay.
It's not too challenging. We can do it, but it'd be ideal if we can just make sure that's settled.
But these are really just the items that are budgeted for our fiscal year.
Right.
These are
okay. Yeah.
But we still have a million.
Yeah, we still
just
have.
Just sitting there.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Okay.
And that was another question I had, and I'm just trying to remember it. Usually, is it March we start kind of clarifying, do you want to add anything? You know what I mean?
March is when we finalize.
When we finalize, okay. Yeah. And so the reason I'm asking is, I think we're very strong budgeted in terms of, like, the direction I feel like we moved the last few years is, you know, saving our pennies for these big projects. I think that's been super wise. I'm just wondering, considering, here's one of the presentations we had about a different URA, there's just some other community funds that have been allocated to do some projects locally. And I just got thinking, is that something we may want to do? And this might be at the $20,000 to $30,000 level, which is a drop in the bucket to this budget. But I just know in the past we've done a few of those things, be it lighting up the park. I mean, these are the small window dressing types of things. But I just didn't know at some point would that be, you know, we have that conversation at another meeting.
So can we put that on like February where we all have a conversation about it?
So
this is
February.
So March.
Well,
so I mean, it's pretty much said
how far ahead of January.
February.
Yeah.
You're a month behind.
Yeah.
And with that comment.
Well, going with my thing, how much money do we have allocated for just that type of
micro projects?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that we have anything. We're pretty much at a point where everything's like big.
See, and that's the thing is,
yeah.
We had the city come in. I mean, besides the city lighting part, we also put in 22, I think, towards the walking from the railroad or to the bridge, walk over bridge. I think we participated in.
Yeah, and we did the Walls Park, the trail, Multi-Use Path Trail.
Yeah.
So, but those have all been part of plans. I mean, we did the action plan, and it pretty much identified.
Right.
So we can have conversations about whether it's more like a Patterson, but it's still another road improvement project. I don't know if there's anything small, you know. Anyway.
Well, and I want to recognize my comment. I mean, really, I'm not suggesting we make some massive shift in funds. I mean, I'm going to talk about some small things. Part of it being on that 10-year plan, for the community, that's a long time to perceive. I mean, we're doing plenty of stuff, but that would be a long time for the community to see it. Like, oh my God, there's not much happening. So I think sometimes these smaller projects, be it, again, $20,000 a year or $30,000 a year, maybe even putting a sign up, you know, hey, this was the possible amount.
Yeah.
And just kind of keeps it in front of the community.
And that's not to say, to John's point, we have money. So if we have like another, we can go back through and see what is on those recommendations for the action plan and see if there's something we can kind of take.
Yeah.
I would say you guys have made awesome progress. It feels long, but I mean, you have like rezone. So I had a conversation with a developer that did the Wallace and Glen Creek, and they're looking at another place in West Salem. And, you know, they were really happy that, you know, a lot of these zones are consolidated. Because he was, before the zone changed, they were looking at different sites. And the Oregon Fruit one came up, and he's like, I don't know why that one's commercial retail on one part, and then it's industrial on the other. And I'm like, well, we cleaned it up. It's not that anymore. And he was looking at another site over on this side. So you're making progress. It's just slow. But I get your point that there are some, maybe some smaller things that we can see if we can contribute to.
No, I just,
you know, pointing out
again, going back to, you know, it's rehabilitation of existing, these are all our duties, right? Rehabilitation of existing buildings, new retail and office development, pedestrian amenities and beautification, industrial development, housing, transportation, land acquisition. Again, this is part of our core mission. I think it's great that we have serious reserves and a sense of we could spend $1 million to get something studied, because that isn't those kinds of funds aren't easy to come by on short notice, and so if we have that, that gives us some muscle to be able to actually get something started. I think that's great, and we should keep doing that. But I actually think it's a great point. You know, if we were looking to allocate $50,000 or $100,000 a year or something into direct, immediate things that West Salem people would notice on a daily basis. Yeah. Again, pedestrian beautification type of items.
Yeah.
You know, it's not all at once. It's sure. a whole host of things, and you have the big guns for big projects. You're doing Second Street, you know, crossing, which is a big project.
Yeah.
And at the same time, street beautification.
Yeah.
So. It's a very balanced approach, and sure. I think we should spend a little more time
on the small stuff. I can look into it in preparation for the next meeting, and I can see what options are. I think it's a great idea. Yeah. And so we do have our signs that go up as we do the projects with blue signs that say, but I think it, you know, your point, other community benefit projects and, you know, that are smaller.
Tori, we asked this before, but you know, we don't get to reinvent the wheel. What have other redevelopment areas either in the city or outside, or some you know, city staff, you guys can go to meetings and talk with others in your profession, help educate us on some interesting ideas that other areas have done we might want to consider. Yeah.
Okay.
Because, I mean, there's a lot of successes out there.
Sure. I can bring some.
Also, I think it's really important that we use that signage, because everyday citizen has no idea where it came from. So I think it helps put us back on the map as accomplishing things.
Yeah.
So I think that's important, too.
I mean, it's part of the reason this came up at an Edgewater partner meeting about with regards to the Thursday market, you know, somehow widening that sidewalk now, just to accommodate the market there. Now, that may be something we want to do or not. I mean, but there was enough that I'm like, oh, yeah, that could be, again, that might be a project we want to do if it fits within the scope.
Yeah,
so, sure. To Mark's point, I think there's a lot of those ideas
out
there.
I'll do some research. I'll bring some things in. We can talk about it. It'll be a good time in March to do that. I can do that.
Tim, who is responsible for the... I'm a sucker for Christmas. I like the Christmas season. The signs that go up along those flags.
That's why you're my boss.
We do the spring, summer ones, and then we do the winter festival.
I think that's a great, to your point, to Mark's point, I think those little things like that, that's really unique to West Salem. You don't drive out south and see that type of thing, in my mind. I've not noticed it anyway.
So as long as we're on the topic, then we got to keep moving.
I think that's true.
But, you know, I grew up in and, you know, as a child, those same, the little Campbell, those were up decades ago. I don't know how old those particular ones are, but...
That was the mileage.
It is. I think West Salem has a real chance to demonstrate that it is something sort of special, and we've already got something going.
Agreed.
We might as well leverage that, and I think with the area that we're in charge of advising on, it's the heart, right, of West Salem, this redevelopment area, and so things within that specific boundary. You know, a majority of West Salem residents pass through that area, I imagine, on a daily basis. So I think coming up with an overall, I don't want to get too crazy, but design aesthetic, almost feeling what is this, I think that's something that makes sense, and it's absolutely core to our mission as a ward.
Yeah.
And it would create value for everyone. So I'm just as long as this came up, I think it's really interesting. I don't want to get too prescriptive when it comes to design aesthetic, but the idea is there's a lot of opportunity to really create an interesting community.
Yeah, I agree. people to talk about gateways, you know, whether you're coming in off 22 to Edgewater, if you're coming in off Wallace. Mm-hmm. I've had that conversation with a lot of people. We've done gateway studies too, so that's could be something we could revisit on gateways. Yeah, So yeah, enhancements to make you feel like you're entering districts and part of what's going on.
Anyway,
I'm ambivalent
on this. Been in that project. I don't mean to try to move up on this. So clarification on this. So what I see is that we have kind of things detached with 2.8 million worth, right?
Yeah.
And then these are additional to 15, 1.5 million.
So those are the total, and total was above it. So
above.
So you've got the total remaining below, and you've got the 1.8 is the total of all those projects. So that's what
additional to what last on top of last year.
Yeah, so this is all new.
We're allocating now the 2.8 million that we have.
No, so you're allocating 1.8 million of additional, like these funds.
Out of this year's budget.
Yeah, out of this next year's fiscal 19-20 budget. Yeah.
Yeah, 2019 budget. So we're taking. Out of the 2.89 that we have available to work with, we're taking 1.8 million towards these projects, additional to what we've already done.
Right, so that's already set aside. That's basically like we spent it, but it's reserved, it's set up.
Right, so we're adding another 1.5 million to the reserve for the crossing, right?
Yeah.
For this discussion.
Right.
Then the 200,000 for the grants redevelopment, and then 100,000 for
opportunity.
For the helping of the land. So we have a remaining of $1 million in, right? Is just a clarification?
Correct? So So by remaining, are you saying before, or are you saying
in the budget for 2019?
Not okay.
Well, I think there's maybe some confusion between income and like total reserves potentially.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to
understand. Yeah. We're trying to get a little clarity on.
So we'll have more specifics in March. My understanding is you have 2.8 additional and additional funds. So if it's an unallocated 2.8, that's not taken into account like your 1.5 you already set aside. Mm-hmm. So if you wanted to add more to it, this is treated as if that's set aside, so you're not counting it. It's like it's intended for a project.
So all this for the 1.8 is set aside already?
No, this is new. This is what
this
we're
is
proposing.
All new.
This is what we're proposing for this next fiscal year 19-20.
So this will come out of that 2.8.
That's what
I'm
trying to get to. We got 1 million left over.
Right, yeah.
Is it possible?
I'll verify.
Could we see this presented
a lot.
In a little bit more of a, I don't want to say business, but you know, I mean, there's what you have in the bank in reserves associated.
Yeah.
You have your income, you have your expense. There's a lot of kind of the labels that we're using, but I think we're a little unclear on.
Sure.
And if I understand it right, and I can't remember her name from the city that we're always coming.
Renee.
I always feel like whenever she presents, the estimates are very conservative, and then it's very common for us to kind of, as we come through this, I just feel like she'll say, oh yeah, so we basically had an extra 400,000 here. And so, and I feel like that's it's been a common theme in a good way around the table. So that's really might be there.
So we're not taking any vote on the budget.
Oh no, this is an early conversation.
Yeah.
The next one.
In retrospective, what Wayne and Mark has brought up is an earmark section for cosmetic improvements, maybe.
Yeah. And we could even reframe the opportunity fund, so we could change it rather than, you know, to your point, so it doesn't come across as like we're acquiring a property, but it could be, you know, opportunity projects, whether it's like help with the park project or, you know, redevelopment project. So that can even broaden. So I'll bring some ideas of what other communities have done. You can mull over, and then, you know, it could be its own separate line item, or you could see how you frame like that opportunity fund differently. Yeah.
So real quickly, we only have a few more minutes and a couple more things to discuss. Keep moving here if we need to extend as well, but I know Mark needs to get out there at 9. So section 6C, any updates from Edgewater Partnership, Business Association, Neighbor Association, Wayne or Tim?
Go ahead, Wayne.
Yeah, I don't think there's any massive updates, just planning what in place for the market still. I mean, again, and so, and so to that last point about some community projects, I think there might be some opportunities for things the next year, but again, that I can describe this as we come.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
But again,
yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And the business association supported the, we sent a letter in for supporting the Fairbridge. Mm-hmm. The business association's already done that. Does that still stay on record for this whole process?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
thanks. Thank you. And then other than that, for anything of big projects, other than just networking concepts within the business association. And our next luncheon is in February, which is the last Thursday of February, the 28th. And then just give you a heads up, March, because of spring break, we always go the week before for our luncheons. And we have good speakers. Troy was at our last one.
Yeah. It's always a fun group. I like going over there.
So I just want to point that out.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Last point, is there anything that anyone wants to see in future meetings that we're not getting to right now? I know we talked about budget next time in March. And is there anything, I guess what I would say is if there's anything that you guys want to see, we become regular where I've gotten involved as far as trying to help out or give input. And I would say that if there's someone that has input, if they're not talking regulatory, they shoot me an email so we can get it on the agenda to have a conversation.
I'm pleased with the project.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Just keep doing what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. All right, well, anything for the good of the order?
We just got a letter from.
Yeah, I'll start that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, thank you everyone for showing up this morning. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.